KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's mostly clear and 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 68. Winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A chance of showers late tonight with a low of 45 overnight. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. At around 7:30 p.m. on May 7th, deputies arrested 37-year-old Clay Pettit of Mount Air on an active warrant for burglary in the third degree. His cash or surety bond was set at $5,000. That same evening, Adams County deputies arrested 32-year-old Angel Sharpstein of Corning on an active warrant for failure to appear. She was transported to the Adams County Jail. And on May 6th, Adams County deputies arrested 46-year-old Alicia Peckham of Creston on an active warrant for possession of a controlled substance, first offense, methamphetamine. Her cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a woman from Clarinda was arrested on May 5th on an active Montgomery County warrant. Ashley Argo was taken into custody for contempt of court for failure to pay child support. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. The Iowa Department of Corrections reports 80-year-old Ronald Harris Brown, an inmate at the Clarinda Correctional Facility, died Wednesday morning from complications related to his suspected suicide. His death took place at around 9:35 a.m. Brown had been serving a life sentence for the crime of murder in the first degree out of Blackhawk County. His sentence began October 31, 1983. The DOC says all suspected suicides are investigated by the department. Police in Creston say two people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday. Authorities say 35-year-old Bradley Greg Clymer of Creston was arrested at around 10:30 p.m. on a charge of interference with official acts. He was brought to the Union County Jail and held on a $300 bond. And a little after 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, 34-year-old Alexander Anthony King of Creston was arrested for driving while license denied or revoked, possession of paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance for his offense. King was taken to the Union County Jail and later released on a $2,300 cash bond. A man being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on theft and meth charges was presented with a warrant from Nebraska Tuesday. The Pott County Sheriff's Office reports 29-year-old Christian Joseph Lopez of Omaha was wanted on a Sarpy County, Nebraska warrant for being a fugitive from justice. Lopez was returned to the custody of corrections staff once he was read the warrant and sent back to his cell. Elsewhere in the news, Mills County Public Information Officer Nick Johnson reports that in their regular meeting held on Tuesday, May 11th, the Mills County Board of Supervisors adopted updated procedures for county offices effective today at 8 a.m. The updates include the mask mandate has been lifted. Employees and visitors to county offices who wish to continue to wear a mask may do so, but it is no longer required. Chief Justice of the Iowa Supreme Court, Susan Christensen, has ordered that masks and or face coverings shall be worn in all court-controlled areas until further notice. That does not include, however, the top floor of the Mills County Courthouse. Anyone conducting business or attending court on the upper level of the courthouse will be required to wear a mask. Social distancing should be maintained in the common areas by all persons in the Mills County Courthouse. Any person with COVID-19 symptoms should refrain from entering a public building. Stay home if you're ill. Officials say also good hand washing is essential and hand sanitizers will be available at all entrances and in all offices. Should you have any questions specific to your business with the courthouse, contact the appropriate department directly. And be advised also that these precautions are in place to help reduce the spread of COVID-19 and other infectious diseases. However, these measures do not eliminate the possibility of contracting or spreading the virus. Johnson says that COVID-19 vaccines are now readily available in Mills County. Mills County Public Health has the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Ivy Pharmacy in Glenwood has the Pfizer vaccine. Kohl's Pharmacy in Malvern also has Moderna. And appointments at all locations are available and walk-ins are accepted. Officials with the Connections Area Agency on Aging have announced the state is continuing the Farmers Market Voucher Program for older Iowans. With this program, seniors meeting income requirements can obtain vouchers that they can use at participating area farmers markets to buy $30 worth of fresh, locally grown produce. This year, since senior centers and offices are currently closed to the public, officials will be asking individuals to call in beginning June 1st to 800-432-9209, extension 8888, and leave a message with your name and phone number. All phone calls will be returned within 5 business days. A staff person who returns your call will then fill out your application on the phone, and vouchers will be assigned and mailed out on Thursdays of each week. The criteria for the program is that you must be at least 60 years of age or older. Your annual income must be less than $23,828 for a single person and $32,227 for a married couple. When a staff member returns your call, they note that you should please indicate whether you're applying as an individual or a married couple. You can find out more information about the Connections Area Agency on Aging Farmers Market voucher distribution in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, some gas stations in the southern U.S. have temporarily closed and pump prices are rising on the East Coast. There's only one report of a Davenport area convenience store running out of gas, though prices are climbing in many Iowa cities. Meredith Mitz, spokeswoman for AAA Iowa, said the state's gasoline supply is secure in the wake of last week's cyber attack on a pipeline's computers.
Colonial Pipeline is working very hard to have the operation restored by the end of this week. So hopefully what's happening with those gas price surges and those shutdowns is going to be a very temporary thing and maybe not reach us at all in the
In the Midwest, the Russian ransomware group DarkSide is reportedly responsible for the disruption of the pipeline providing fuel for much of the southern and eastern part of the U.S. It says it's difficult to predict any ripple effects as a result of the cyber attack.
Unfortunately, the situation is very fluid. So with the gas shortage, it's going to vary by region, and we don't yet know what the full impact is happening in the Midwest and in Iowa.
Gas prices nationwide are averaging $3 a gallon, while in Iowa the statewide average is $2.89, which is up almost a dime a gallon in the past week. A year ago, the average Iowa price was more than a buck cheaper at $1.71. Mitz says demand for gas is starting to rise in Iowa as we approach the warmer weather months.
People are more comfortable traveling. We are seeing a 60% jump from last year, but that's still 14% below our pre-pandemic levels. So as we are getting closer to normal, we aren't quite back to what we were before.
Before the pandemic, the unofficial start of summer is coming in a few weeks with Memorial Day weekend, which Mitz says should mean a significant uptick in traffic. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.